decent but ultimately disappointing film with a terrible, terrible, terrible central performance by Kristen Stewart. I mean, good God, just awful. From the moment she comes on screen, you can tell there's something off about what she's doing. There was never a second in this film where I thought she wasn't self-conscious and struggling to be in the moment, and don't even get me started on that terrible forced accent, Christ. I'm not even British and could tell the thing was a disaster. I've never had such a visceral reaction to an accent before. It took me out of the film every time she opened her mouth, and given that 99% of the film is about her, it was quite the unpleasant experience. I've read certain reviewers saying she inhabits the role. Maybe they mean physically, as she certainly looks the part, though she resembles Naomi Watts more than Princess Diana here. She certainly doesn't look like Kristen Stewart, and it's arguably the only film I've ever seen of hers that depicts her in such a flattering light physically. She's never been unattractive, don't get me wrong, but I had no idea the girl was so dead sexy, and that's one of this film's many issues, as far as finding the central lead of your film extremely physically attractive can be, I guess. Should the viewer be constantly reminded of how sexy she is to the point where it becomes distracting? There's a near-constant emphasis on her body and her near-perfect model-esque face here. She's never looked better, practically glowing at times, and I've seen a few films with Stewart in it and have never thought to myself, God damn that girl's sexy, in any of them, because her physique was never the primary focus of any film of hers in the past, at least to this extent. This was deliberate and, paired with her terrible performance and god-awful accent, it just constantly threw me for a loop between being attracted and being repulsed. Quite the internal struggle, let me tell you. Beyond the fatal miscast, the film doesn't really ever gel well, not as well as, say, the brilliant Jackie did, which was directed by the same guy and explored similar themes much more successfully. It had a stronger lead in Natalie Portman, too, who isn't the greatest actress ever but could certainly run circles around Stewart. That being said, the film isn't without its interesting touches. I like the scenes not focused on Stewart, the few of them there are, and there are a few encounters here and there, particularly the bit between her and the head chef, that were top-notch. I also like the subtle implication that spoilers. Diana may have been murdered by the royal family for not playing ball via the Anne Boleyn book the head security guy leaves on her bed and his many suggestions she should be careful and cooperate. And spoilers. Reminded me a lot of the subtle stuff Jackie was going for in that film. I also found the creepy way the royal family is portrayed to be interesting, though the flashy camera work and bright, cheery music accompanying such scenes took away from much of their effect. For whatever reason, the director restrained himself from going into downright horror territory here, unlike in Jackie where he seemed a bit bolder in his jabs. Perhaps because the royal family, unlike the Kennedys, are still present and powerful enough to make his life unpleasant if he'd skirted the line the same way here that he did in Jackie. We'll likely never know. Overall, Blay. I had high hopes for the film as I'm a huge fan of the director, and it definitely would have been much better with a stronger lead, but this is the film we got and for whatever reason, many people seem to think Stewart's role is great and are saying maybe her ticket to an Academy Award and yada yada yada. For the sake of the profession of acting as a whole, I hope that isn't the case, because it's truly one of the worst mainstream performances I've ever seen. Its horridness is inescapable and ruins the entire film. I mean, the Academy Awards are frequently out of touch and moronic, but let's not add insult to injury and call whatever the hell this was worthy of anything but an acting lesson in how not to portray a human being in any kind of believable manner, let alone a recent historical figure whose speech, mannerisms, and fragments of personality are readily available for study all over the internet and could easily be reconstructed to a certain degree of believability by someone with actual talent. What a waste.